From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. One of the first cases Neil Gorsuch will hear as a Supreme Court justice will involve Columbia's Trinity Christian Church and its preschool Good Shepherd Lutheran. The school ranked fifth out of 44 nonprofits who applied to be part of the Tire Scrap program to resurface its playground, but it was not selected as one of the 14 programs to receive a grant. Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, Jeffrey Mintman, says the case is about assuring citizens that the government does not favor one religion over another.
It's about settled constitutional law that protects individuals' right to practice their religion free from government interference and ensures that taxpayers are not forced to support any specific religion or religion over non-religion.
The Supreme Court will begin hearing arguments April 19th. The Missouri House and Senate budgeters want to spend $100,000 on the state's Amber Alert system. Yesterday, the Senate Appropriations Committee locked in a House plan to replace and expand the alert system for missing children. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Brown says the company providing the program went bankrupt, so the state needs to pay for another system. Money budgeted for the next fiscal year also would cover an expansion of the program. Bills pending in the legislature would call for another alert for people accused of killing or seriously injuring law enforcement officers. Columbia Public Schools will be making some major changes to its administrative board. In addition to retirees, Deputy Superintendent Dana Clippard and Assistant Superintendent for Elementary Education Ben Tilley, two senior Columbia Public School officials are leaving the district at the end of the year. Chief Financial Officer and Operating Officer Linda Quinley and Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources Brian Kurtz announced at a meeting Tuesday night that they will cut ties with the district on June 30th. Quinley initially planned on retiring in Columbia, but changed her mind when an opportunity arose in Kansas City.
I had this opportunity with Kansas City Public Schools, who have really been doing some amazing things the last few years as they work to become fully accredited and get the support of their local community and bring themselves back as one of the star districts of our state.
Quinley worked for Columbia Public Schools for 11 years. She starts work in Kansas City on July 3rd. The Missouri House has defeated a proposal to allow voters to decide in 2018 whether to raise gas taxes by nearly 6 cents per gallon to fund improvements to thousands of state highways and hundreds of bridges. Legislators struck down the proposal 51 to 103 yesterday. Supporters say it would have given voters a ballot initiative to help mitigate the effects of aging roadways throughout the state. The proposed fuel tax increase was an amendment to a bill that taxes propane used for vehicles. That bill was given initial approval yesterday. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.